item number B, item B. And so let's just begin this conversation. I think Owen Rowe is going to lead us through it. Dr. Anderson, you want to introduce the topic?
Yeah, maybe I could just give a little overview, at least from my chair, as to what we've got in front of us, what the commission has in front of it. Of course, we've got the capital budget request that hopefully we'll be able to get to. Certainly we'll be able to answer any questions if we don't have a quorum and we're not able to make a decision here today. I think it's, at least from where I sit, it's pretty straightforward. We had a pretty good conversation about it with Tim Burns making his presentation last week at the commission meeting. So we weren't going to go over an extensive a rehash of the briefing that he provided, rather than that we'd be ready to answer questions. Mm-hmm. Okay. Operating budget. So the operating budget, just for clarity, if anyone needs it, so we have the requirement to submit an operating budget that contains a 15% reduction in our general fund expenditures. I think everybody realizes that's separate from any decisions that we might make relative to our legislative package. That legislative package, potentially, depending on the decision of the commission, has both a recreational license fee component to it, as well as a commercial license fee component to it. But that is obviously that's a separate consideration than the specific requirement for us to submit our operating budget. That includes a 15% reduction in our general fund expenditures. So Owen had an opportunity to provide that briefing to the commission last week, or at your commission meeting, and so we're, again, we weren't planning on going through a rehash of that, but instead be prepared to talk about the different components of those, of our proposal, that you may have questions about. And then when we get to the ledge piece, there's 7 items in that ledge package, and we understand that on the recreational and commercial license fee components of that ledge package, we'll be having, certainly be willing to have a discussion about what we put on the table and add any additional information. We've got a little bit to share with you. My objective, my hope, is that those other 5 pieces that are on your summary sheet, which include the shellfish excise tax, aquatic invasive species, pilt, fishing charter guides, hunting under the influence, those 5 pieces, I'm hoping that we can get to a point today where, while we can't make a decision on that, we've answered any and all questions that you may have, so we don't leave ourselves too big of a hill to climb next week on the August 22nd call. So with that kind of as an overview of how today's laid out, Owen is ready to answer any questions he may. I'm not sitting across the table from him, but he may have just a brief overview again, just to get people's juices flowing and getting ready for the conversation.
Sure, I've got a few updates on the operating budget development. As far as the 15% GFS reduction options, we're short by about approximately $500,000 on our reduction options. We're at $10.4 million now. Our target's about $10.9, but the way OFM created the target, it's kind of fluid because it's also based upon our budget request this year. I'm pretty comfortable with the fact that we're 96% of the way towards the total. I think we can probably move forward and submit what we've got.
Owen?
Yes.
Is that Commissioner Schmitten that joined us?
Yes, and I can't stop the background noise. I'm sorry.
Okay. Glad you're here.
Oh, maybe I can tell me how to mute it again. Hello?
It's not very bad,
okay.
Charlie. It doesn't sound bad to me. So
it's music to the crew on board, but you're going to have to put up with it. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right.
Back.
Well, Commissioner Schmitten, we we've jumped to the operating budget briefing, and then we'll go back to the capital budget decision. But Owen was just reviewing with us some updates.
And I did review all the information that we received, so I'm current with the literature. Thank you.
Okay. Great. Okay, thank you. Owen, you can proceed.
Sure. Chair Weckert, did you want me to cover the shortfall and the 15% reduction options again, or do you want me to move on?
Quickly review them.
Okay, so $500,000 short on our GFS reduction target. We're at $10.4 million now. The target's probably around 10.9, but as I stated earlier, it's been a bit of a fluid target. The way OFM set the target, it's based upon our budget submittal. So we're about 96-97% of the way there. I'm pretty comfortable with where we're at right now with our budget reduction options as we send them to OFM.
And if I could just interject, Madam Chair, so you'll recall last week we did say we were a little bit short, and we weren't quite there yet. Went back and had a good discussion about that internally, and concluded that in terms of the total amount of GFS cut that's currently in our package, we're feeling comfortable that's sufficient, that we don't need to go out and find any additional activity cuts to make up the small difference. Particularly in view of there's a little bit of, confusion on exactly how they're going to calculate 15%, what they're going to calculate that against. So I think you'll recall, of course, that we had a number of significant activity cuts in order to get to that 15%, in order to get to that little over $10 million cut. So we wanted to provide any additional opportunity to discuss those particular elements, understanding that, as I said during the commission meeting, that none of these are good choices. They're all difficult, but they represent our best thinking in terms of a recommendation to the commission.
Okay.
One other, if I may, I'm sorry. One other piece. I certainly recall Commissioner Kehoe's points that he made, concerns relative to the reduction that affects the Puget Sound commercial fishery. Did go back and have a conversation with Jim Scott, and we have retained two FTEs that will enable us to manage the Fraser River fisheries, so the Fraser River sockeye and pink fisheries on odd years. That capability will be retained. So what is lost, and I don't want to minimize this at all, but what is lost is our capacity to manage and provide for the Chum fishery, and that there's a relatively small Samish Bay Chinook fishery. Those are the two that we would no longer have the staff resources to provide that opportunity.
Madam Chair, Commissioner Schmitten.
Yes, Commissioner Schmitten, go ahead.
I just want to say I really appreciate a follow-up and a look at these fisheries and the effect on the commercial industry. And I think the choice that the department is making is follows the economics. Certainly the Fraser is a bread and butter, high economic fishery, and that's a good decision. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Dr. Anderson, did you want to say anything more or open it up for questions?
I think I'm ready to. I don't think I have anything else to add at this point in time. The other piece, we had discussions about the hatchery cuts, and we did. Someone just join?
Yeah, it's Jay Holzmiller.
Great.
Great.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Commissioner Holzmiller, we're in the midst of discussing or having a discussion about the operating budget, which is the 15% cut package, so that's what we're talking about. We've gone back and looked at the hatchery cuts. You'll recall we aggregated those into a single category and didn't specify the facilities. And we continue to work that a little bit, and we actually are considering modifying, essentially exchanging one particular facility that we were looking at in Grace Harbor for a facility in mid Puget Sound. I want to have a little bit more opportunity to make sure we're solid on our numbers, which I think we are. But that is one additional consideration. We had looked at some cuts in hatchery production, both in the Willapa and in Grace Harbor. Obviously, that hits the coast really hard and certainly disproportionately to other places. And so we went back and took another look at that, and we particularly looked at the contribution of the production to the recreational fisheries coming from those individual facilities as one screen to kind of look at choices. And as a result of doing that, we'll potentially substitute a Grace Harbor facility for a facility that's in Puget Sound.
Okay.
I guess if I may,
Commissioner.
Bob, Commissioner Kehoe had suggested maybe trying to do some private public partnerships. Is that any kind of an option on some of these hatcheries?
Thanks, Commissioner Holzmiller. We do currently have the ability to do public-private partnerships. As a matter of fact, thanks to the work in part of Commissioner Kehoe, we have one in place for the McKernan Hatchery on Hood Canal, an important facility relative to chum production. So we do have that capability and capacity. My interpretation of what Commissioner Kehoe was asking about was a public-private partnership as it relates to providing sufficient funding for us to manage fisheries. So in the package, you'll recall that we had a proposal that we cut our capacity to manage Puget Sound commercial fisheries. And I think I mentioned just before you got on, Commissioner Pulse-Miller, that we have come back and gone and looked at that package again, and our package now contains retains two FTEs so that we can manage the Fraser River fisheries, that sockeye fishery and the pink fishery on odd years, which was one of the concerns that Commissioner Kehoe put on the table, and particularly put on the table some numbers from a cost-benefit perspective in terms of the investment that the state would make in managing those fisheries. But it still didn't address all of his concerns, but that was one thing that we did after thinking about it and listening to Commissioner Kehoe's discussion about that.
Thank you, Phil.
Director Anderson, Chair Wecker, I have a couple of other new items and a change I just wanted to cover on my operating budget briefing. This is Owen Rowe.
Okay. Are there any other questions on the reductions?
Madam Chair, this is Commissioner Kehoe.
Go on, Mr.
I have a question.
Commissioner.
Thank you, Director, for taking a going back and taking another look at the proposal for closing Puget Sound commercial fishing, specifically the Fraser component. But I have a question. You know, in the briefing materials that the commissioners were provided, there was a reference to the reduction option would close commercial salmon fisheries, which generates an average of $9.1 million in ex-vessel value annually. So does that $9.1 million then include the Fraser sockeye and pink fishery, or is that just the other fisheries, chum and the Samish Bay fishery?
I can take a crack at that, Madam Chair, Commissioner Kehoe. First of all, let me. I don't want to take credit where credit isn't due. I had on the issue about the retention of management capacity for Fraser. I had raised that concern to Assistant Director Jim Scott prior to our package coming out and being distributed to you, and I was not aware, frankly, that he had, as a result of that conversation, retained those two FTEs. So I want to give credit where credit's due, and that's to Jim Scott, and that's prior to. So the package that you received and have in front of you included the retention of those two FTEs. And I didn't understand when we were having our commission meeting last week that he had done that. So with that. With that as a background, it helps me answer your question about the $9 million. So that $9 million number would be associated with primarily with the Chum fishery. I don't have at my fingertips the value that comes out of that Bellingham Bay fishery that I think is relatively small. Not sure about that. But so, Commissioner Kehoe, that would primarily be the loss of revenue associated with the Chum fishery.
Commissioner Kehoe, are you there? We did lose someone, and I'm wondering if somehow he's bounced off. Commissioner Kehoe?
I'll try to call him.
Well, there he is.
Yeah, sorry. In my excitement in hearing you, Director, I knocked the receiver off the phone. back, and...
Did you hear my explanation?
Yeah, no. The clarification is much appreciated, and I don't have any further questions, so thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, Owen, do you have some more...
Yes, I can cover just really briefly. We've got a couple of new items to add to the list for our agency request operating budget. And one of those is a request for additional federal authority. We're looking at our current spending patterns, and I'm afraid that we may end up with a shortfall in the current biennium. And so we'll be looking for a 15 supplemental increase of about $3.5 million to make sure we have enough federal authority as a result of our folks going out and getting more federal contracts. And also, I think it's partially as a result of the growth of our PR contract as well. So there'll be a supplemental and also a biennial request for additional federal authority, which I think we'll have no problem with the legislature on. We've got a nice analysis showing steady growth in federal use of federal contracts in the agency. The other is the Bolt litigation continues. The Attorney General's office called us earlier this week and let us know that they are putting in a request for Bolt. So we need to also put in a general fund request for Bolt to be able to pay their legal bill related to Bolt 2. And then finally, we're just going to increase the Puget Sound toxic sampling of forage fish and salmon. That will increase by about 25%. That amount comes from the ELSA account, the Environmental Legacy Stewardship account, an account that's managed by the Department of Ecology. And the reason that's going to increase is that we neglected to include our corresponding admin costs to that package. And that's all the new items and changes that I have today.
Thank you. Does anyone have any questions, any further discussion necessary on the 2015 operating budget?
Madam Chair, this is Commissioner Carpenter.
Commissioner Carpenter, go ahead.
I just wanted to weigh in similar to what Commissioner Schmidt did and show my appreciation for the director coming up with an explanation as it relates to those two additional FTEs.
Why?
Gone.
Huh?
He's gone.
Oh,
somebody got a fish on. Anyway,
sorry about that.
So my appreciation for that explanation, and that's a large magnitude economic benefit to many folks in the north part of the state and throughout Puget Sound. So thank you for that, Phil.
Yep.
Okay. Anything else? If not, we can...